Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
From an undisclosed broadcasting location.
This is a test. For the next 60 seconds, this station will conduct a test of the emergency broadcast system.
America, here comes the relief from the pain. Unapologetically, this is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
All right, good afternoon. This is Lock and Load. One of the things I do is I try to bridge a gap in a lot of unreported things that you don't see in mainstream media. But the other thing that is out there, the other entity, and Lock and Load is part of this too. There's a podcast for Lock and Load, and podcasting has really caught hold in a way that I don't think anybody, when Adam Curry first figured this out, I don't think anybody understood where it was going to go. And so Gun Podcast, the Gun Talkers, have become a very integrated part of the fabric. And joining me now is the head of the Firearms Radio Network and the originator of the We Like Shooting podcast, which is sort of big and huge. And now they find themselves in a thing. We're going to talk about that. Joining me now, and it's been a while. He's been here before. Joining me again is Sean Herron. Good afternoon, sir.
Hey, Bill, thanks for having me on.
Yes,
glad
sir.
To talk to you.
Yes, sir. Saw a video the other day where, and I don't know Jeremy's last name. What is Jeremy's last name?
His name is Jeremy Pozitek.
Okay, so Jeremy Pozitek. Jeremy is as blunt a guy as there is. Everybody knows exactly where they stand with Jeremy. And he's very entertaining to talk to. When we ran into Sean and Jeremy at the SHOT Show in 2019, remember when we were in the new products part and we just sat down in the corner and sat there for about 2 hours talking?
Yes, sir.
My wife thought Jeremy was hilarious. So, apparently somebody else doesn't like Jeremy nearly as much as I do. What's happened with Jeremy?
I'd say that's actually pretty true. So, are your listeners familiar with the SHOT Show put on by the NSSF every year?
Yeah, yes they are.
Maybe so. It's one of the bigger trade shows in the firearms space. Takes place in Las Vegas every January, and just it's a big thing. So we like shooting as media. We go every single year. This will be our eighth and ninth year, maybe probably ninth year. And when registration opens for media, we get an invitation saying, as prior media, obviously you're invited.
Right.
Just fill this out if you plan on coming, so we'll have your passes ready.
And the media badge, just so you know, is very limited. There's like 2,000 of them given out of about 70,000 people showing up.
Yeah, not a ton of those given out.
Right.
So we go and we register, me and all the guys, the cast of We Like Shooting, and everything goes flawlessly, except for Jeremy gets back that he needs to upload credentials, which, okay, that happens sometimes, not a big deal. We have the credentials. We have been doing it for a long time. And he emails, what credentials do you need? I've been there 8 or 9 years in a row. Nothing has changed. And he gets a response back saying, well, actually, you're banned. You were unprofessional to somebody on the show floor or at industry day at the range, and you're banned. And he emailed back asking specifically, what am I banned for? What did I do? Because this is not something that we were aware of as an organization or just individuals or Jeremy had any idea. So when pressed, he was talking to a managing partner for a company called Convex, which is the event organizer for SHOT Show.
Okay.
And she said at that point, oh, actually, wait, it wasn't something that happened at SHOT Show. It was something that you posted in 2021. And if you'll recall, Bill, the 2021 was, there was no SHOT Show that year.
Right.
Due to everything that was going on in the world at that point. And so he dug in a little more and said, what are you talking about? There's no SHOT Show. I didn't go for 2 years just because of travel restrictions and things. And she says, it's something you posted a comment. And that's the end of it. We consider this matter closed. I said, good day. Very, very curt, very, very rude. So that left us wondering what had Jeremy done, just to be banned from one of the biggest trade shows in the gun industry, literally in a year that it didn't even happen.
Right.
So I sent out some feelers, just trying to, just trying to keep everything on the up and up and just trying to find out, A, what he did, and B, is there any way to fix it? Well, it turns out they will not reply to us. I reached out to all my contacts at the NSSF and was rightly either ignored or told that they couldn't find anything. So I had to call in some big favors that I, you know, you never want to call in the favors.
It takes forever to build those up, doesn't it?
It does. It does. But we were kind of aghast at what could have possibly happened. So I called in some favors and some people made some phone calls and they were told that he had commented on a post on some form of social media. And you mentioned in the opening that Jeremy is very blunt. He's a former Marine. He owns a gun range in Valley City, Ohio called Rivers Edge Tactical. And he is absolutely, you know, one of the most straightforward, blunt guys that you could ever know. Well, apparently he commented somewhere on Facebook. We don't know what post, what company, what product, and said that it was stupid and people involved with its creation should be fired. And this is what's wrong with the gun industry. And he threw in a couple of those Marine seasonings with expletives and so on and so forth.
Right.
And apparently that was enough for someone to get their feelings hurt. And they have now placed a permanent ban on him with no chance of having him unbanned, apparently. They didn't tell us this. They told somebody that I requested to call in. So we have no idea what their specific code of conduct is, nor do I even understand how they actually have any right to ban people from a trade show for something that happened on Facebook or Instagram or whatever. That's the big question I have. Is there a secret code of conduct that we're required to follow? Is there no appeal? Is there no, here's what you've been accused of, here's the decision we made because of it? That Bill, that's the stuff that kind of freaks me out. Like, I've never signed up to, you know, be policed on social media by some people who say that they're in the gun industry.
Well, see, the only thing I've ever heard that will get you, and see, if it happens at SHOT Show, I've heard they can be quite ruthless about this. They don't allow briefcasing. I've been told that about the NSSF at SHOT Show, and that what that means is me and you, right? We would be going after the same people for the same thing. Me and you, we can't go out there and go to a booth on the floor and say, "Hi, I'm Bill Frady. I do a radio show. Would you guys like to advertise with me?" That's called briefcasing. And if they complain to the NSSF, then they come find me. And they, they not only take my credential, but they probably get me kicked out of my hotel. That's the only thing. And see, so I play the game, which the game is that if you want to meet with somebody to talk business, you invite them to a drink at 6 p.m. after SHOT shows up. then you go have dinner, you have drinks or whatever it is you do. And I mean, all of that stuff that just happens left, right, and center. And it's, I guess they ignore that part of it. Now, considering what you're telling me now, it sort of seems like that would be something that maybe would be frowned upon if you get out there and are having those conversations after hours. Do you know what date frame this took place in?
No, they just told us 2021. So at some point in 2021, he said something on social media that offended some people.
Coming up on the first break, tell everybody how to find We Like Shooting.
WeLikeShooting.com or firearmsradio.net. We're everywhere that podcasts are served.
Yeah. We Like Shooting is a podcast that is totally unpredictable. You cannot tell where these guys are going to go. That's what makes the entertaining part. They also dress sometimes as the crash test dummies for whatever reason. I don't know. It's none of my business, but it is a very entertaining podcast if you watch it. And it's a very entertaining podcast to listen to as well in addition to covering all of the shooting news there is to cover. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. We'll be right back.
thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
In the 21st century, the handgun has become the preeminent self-defense tool. At Z&A Precision, we specialize in taking your weapon to the highest degree of functionality possible. With a complete array of goods and services specializing in red dot sight installation, Z&A Precision will help you realize the most effective handgun the first time. If you need slide milling, installation, or accessories, go to chpws.com. Z&A Precision, welcome to the Boom Squad.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
All right, welcome back. This is Lock and Load. You know, I am not alone with the niche that I find myself in, but there's not enough of us. But one resource to go to if you're looking for more of this type of news, this kind of thing, is the Firearms Radio Network, which Sean Herron, my guest right now, is also in charge of. How do they find the FRN?
Just go to firearmsradio.net, and you have a list of all the podcasts that are on the network and with updated daily with new podcasts, new stuff to listen to in the 2A Freedom outdoor space.
Yeah. And I mean, that is this is an attack coming from all angles. against the gun grabbers. It's some of it's more serious, some of it's lighthearted, all of it's entertaining, though. Check them out, Firearms Radio Network. Talking to Sean Herron about Jeremy, who has been, I don't know of anybody that I've ever heard of or known of being banned from SHOT Show. That's a first for me.
Yeah, yeah, which is kind of incredible to think about, because honestly, it's in Las Vegas. There's a lot of things that happen at SHOT Show that I would consider unprofessional. Yet we were assured in the emails telling Jeremy that he was banned that SHOT Show is a professional event, and that it should, but that we see evidence that you know, things go on there. So I'm kind of at a loss to specifically what it is. And I understand, I do want to say it to your listeners, I realize that this is kind of a nothing burger in the grand scheme of things. There's real problems going on. It just feels like organizations that espouse freedom and are, you know, anti-snowflake and anti-gun grabbing, they should be the one to kind of lead by example, not just banning people for, you know, whatever it happens to be, not actually telling them why they're banned, nor giving them any kind of appeal or any other information. If they told him, this is what you said, we think it's unacceptable, and that's just the way it is, you're banned for life, then we would understand that. But we were just told vagaries, and that's the part that kind of, that I guess, sets me just, you know, uncomfortably.
Well, you know, my first thought would be, because I make it a rule to watch what I say from a diplomatic point of view. At the same time, if somebody, there are lines that if they do cross them, I'm going to call them out. You know, somebody contacted me the other day about wanting to come on the show because they want to run for the NRA board. And my first question was, why? What is the NRA doing that you want to be part of? And I hate to tell you this, but as long as Wayne LaPierre is in charge, you're getting on a ship that has holes all in the hull. They were like, oh, but when we finally come out of this and that, we're going to need a strong team in play. And I was just thinking, and I told them this. I said, as long as Wayne LaPierre is in there, it doesn't matter how strong the team is. It's all going to be the cult of Wayne. So when they do it, you know, I don't mind getting out there and pointing a few things out. And if they want to have a discussion about it, well, hey, come on board with me. I'd be happy to have them. My first thought with this is that obviously somebody had to say something to somebody to point this out, because, you know, you'd probably do a lot of research for your show, don't you? I mean, but do you know everything that happens everywhere all the time? I don't.
No, absolutely not. You know, Bill, there's another wrinkle that I haven't even mentioned yet. When one of my favors was called in, it was mentioned that he said it specifically about a company and a gun that was coming out. And it just so turns out that I lit up immediately, because the company that they said was the one that it was said against happens to be our really good friends. And when I had them reach out to the NSS, they were absolutely incensed. They were like, it doesn't matter what he said. Nobody should be banned on our behalf, because we didn't complain about anything, and they didn't like it at all. So they reached out and they were told, oh, well, maybe it wasn't you. Maybe it was some other company. So I don't even think that the people inside the NSSF know what's going on. I think that somebody's feelings got hurt because of a Facebook comment,
right.
Insert snowflake reference right there.
Right.
And they just, yeah. And so they took unilateral decision, not really knowing who Jeremy was.
Well, I think when you put something, if you're going to have a Facebook entity, then you're basically giving yourself over to some degree of public life. And if you're going to go into the public life, then you're going to absorb criticism. And that's putting it nicely. Sometimes, I mean, the other day on a YouTube video, when I was quoting Clint Smith and I was talking about the SIG P365, I said the SIG P365 is not a fighting handgun. And this is why, and I ran a quote from Clint Smith, and I got a comment about being, and I'm going to paraphrase here because this is, you know, regulated. I was portly and middle-aged, and Clint, whoever he is, obviously is a thud. And I sat back for a minute, and I thought about it, and I just thought how hilarious that is, because, you know, I wouldn't say that about him not to his face, much less to his face. I don't care how old Clint Smith is, as long as he's still on this green earth and breathing, he's a dangerous man. And, yes. You know, so I, and that, I expect that. As a matter of fact, there's a lot of people that listen to me on the radio to hate me. And that's fun, too. But if you're a business and you're getting out there, I mean, most of the time, I think you probably do this, too. Sometimes you don't care to feed the trolls sometimes, right?
Yeah, I mean, I feed the trolls mainly because that's kind of how I came up. But it's exhausting after a while.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I talked to Hickok 45, and I've asked him about that. He said, oh, most of the time I just ignore him. If it comes to my attention, I ignore him, and I ban him. I block him. Mm-hmm. I was like, okay, well, hey, that's one way to do it, because on that platform, it doesn't matter how many people you ban, you're still going to have millions available to you. But, you know, this almost sounds like somebody saw something that wasn't a member of a company, actually, and complained about it to the NSSF. But, I mean, that's almost to an unbelievable degree of, I mean, let's face it, Jeremy didn't become blunt last week.
Oh, yeah.
Right? I mean, he's always been the way he is. He's told me a few things that were quite, you know, at first glance, I'd be like, well, it's a good thing you're younger than me, kid, because otherwise I'd be waiting on you somewhere. And I'm not going to fight back because you're too big. But, you know, anyway, we're going to explore that. We're going to explore that some more when we get back. Sean is the originator of the We Like Shooting podcast. He's also how many different iterations of We Like Shooting are there? There's the podcast and then there's the video cast. How many different things you got going on with just that?
Geez, just a ton. We Like Shooting releases 4 separate shows every single week. So, we've been doing it for almost a decade, and we have video reviews and we have social media and everything else that's out there. It's become a thing that's very hard to manage at times.
I completely understand that. And it's part of the Firearms Radio Network, where if that's not your particular cup of tea, there is going to be somebody on the menu there that you're going to want to like, and you can go to one place and find it. And, I mean, that's the epitome of the interwebs. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. At MGS, we have what it takes to reinvent yourself. With a curriculum designed to balance work, family, and a gun repair education, MGS provides the gateway into one of the fastest-growing segments of the gun industry. Modern Gun School's mission is to provide high-quality distance education using time-tested materials and hands-on projects designed to develop a proficiency in both the technique and the business of gunsmithing. Go to mgs.edu. MGS Trade School. Your future is waiting.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
USA News, I'm Dave Collins. Once again, roll call in the House has led to Kevin McCarthy not being elected Speaker.
The California Republican failed to secure enough votes during the fourth round of voting on Wednesday. A faction of conservatives blocked McCarthy for a second day, saying that new leadership in the House is necessary. One of those against him is Chip Roy of Texas.
This country needs leadership that does not reflect this city that is badly broken.
I'm Tyler Kuehl.
It looks like more migrants will be sent to New York City by Colorado. Mayor Eric Adams says everyone knows what the city is going through, calling the actions of Colorado's Democratic governor unacceptable. He went on to say that the federal government needs to step up to fix what he calls a man-made crisis. I'm Dave Collins, USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Welcome back. This is Lock and Load. I'm talking to Sean Herron from We Like Shooting and the Firearms Radio Network, and we've been discussing a sort of I haven't heard about it, being banned from SHOT Show. One of his associates, Jeremy's a hoot. I mean, I think he's a great guy and everything else, but are you going to go to SHOT Show?
Yes, and people may say, well, that's really lame of you. But the thing is, as you mentioned, having that drink at 6 o'clock is kind of where our business is done, and right. Building those relationships is where we do it. So we're going, and Bill, I'll be honest, there's a huge risk of kind of exposing the story a little bit that, you know, you, us, the rest of us, when we like shooting, could all be banned from SHOT Show going forward. I think that, you know, bringing things to the light today.
I would hope not, because, you know, I use a lot of Larry Keene stuff. Because he puts out a lot of statements. And, I mean, mm-hmm. I've always backed the NSSF. I understand what they are. They're not I sort of grimace every time they try to swing into the realm of getting political. But at the same time, they sort of have to. And I understand that. Mm-hmm. So we'll see what we see. But, I mean, while you're there, are you going to try to seek somebody out and have a discussion about this?
Absolutely. And, you know, I'm a little bit, I would say I'm equally as blunt as Jeremy. I just have prettier words, as he puts it. And, I think that I would like to speak some of those words to people just to try to, you know, come to a conclusion of the issue. And, Bill, I'll be 100% honest that being banned from SHOT Show isn't a big deal in my life. This is not a place that I do a ton of business. It's a place where I see old friends, I meet new friends, and we do a ton of relationship building throughout the year. But I think as content creators, as radio hosts, as podcast people, I think that the big glaring issue here is that when is something that you say going to get you banned from the biggest gun trade show that there is? You know, if we do a review on a gun and that company says, oh, well, you know, I don't think that's fair, or I don't like the way they said this, and they go complain to the NSSF, does that get other content creators or radio hosts a permanent lifetime ban? That's the part that really concerns me, is are they trying to take away the freedom of being honest at this point? I don't defend what Jeremy said. I probably agree with it mostly. I would have just said it a little prettier. But ultimately, you know, are there forces inside the Second Amendment space that really just don't want any kind of freedom, that don't want people to be able to talk about honestly about the things that we talk about? And I think that's the bigger concern for me.
Well, when it comes to equipment and gear, there is no doubt that there's a little bit of liability involved with that. If you decide to pick one of those up and say, hey, I'm going to shoot a video about it. I like it. Like and subscribe. Because if you get out there and make a recommendation about it, right, then all of a sudden you're like the, I went and bought one and it broke and they're letting you know. And it's like, oh, yeah, you're supposed to do something about it or something. And, you know, I have run into that. And what I do is if I can, I try to help. And if I can't, depending on what it is and depending on the fact that the first thing I'm going to do is find the other side of the story, right? Because there's always two sides to every story. And I try to find the other side to that story. And if I don't, then I let somebody know, well, hey, this person is letting me know that, you know, they pulled the trigger on the gun and did three gainers and then flew into the air and then just vanished from sight. Are you guys aware of that built into your guns? And if, you know, if they are, then they reach out to him and talk to him and try to smooth it over. And 99% of the time, that's exactly what they do.
Mm-hmm.
But sometimes that's not the case, right? Like right now, I just went through a thing and I didn't go through it with SIG, right? But I think the SIG P320, as far as the way it fits in my hand and everything, that I can draw a face on a target with that gun. Mm-hmm. And all of these things that were going on, all of these things they were talking about, how the cops were shooting, they were just going off in their holsters for some reason. You know, I was crying shenanigans on that one, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Then I took one to the range, and it didn't fire on its own. I pulled the trigger back, and the trigger just froze in the back position.
Mm-hmm.
So then we pull it out. The only thing I had some WD-40. I tried to break it loose with that. And we finally did break it loose, but then I contact SIG, and they're like, yeah, you got to send that back to us to get it fixed. That's a known problem. And I'm just thinking, and this is a gun I was going to carry. So for that reason, I have divested myself of all SIGs.
Understandably.
But nobody has come to me and said, well, you'll never get any sponsorships from us or anything about it because, you know, I was very provocative with the title, SIG P320, You Broke My Heart, was the title of that video. And I've had plenty of people come in there and say, I broke this and I did that and then I did the other. I did none of that. None of that happened. And I pointed that out. And so, a lot of people go to people that have access to products because they don't, to see if that's something they're interested in buying. That has been a boon to the gun industry. That kind of reviewer and something like that. And sometimes, though, sometimes the guns that come out are not so good.
Yeah, I totally agree. And, you know, that's the thing is the people they grow to trust the personalities and the creators that they trust. Whether it doesn't matter what the reason is, but they just grow to trust what they say for some reason. You mentioned Hickok 45, great example. And, you know, it's tough to trust a company per se because the company's goal is to sell X, Y, or Z widget. But it's easier to trust somebody that's removed from the situation and has that honesty, to the product review. And I think that's super important. And, you know, to now be in danger of losing a spot, because you spoke honestly, I think is kind of a big deal.
Well, I think that the one thing that's going to have to be done here is they're going to, I hope you can find out specifically what the deal was with that, because, I don't know. How are you supposed to respond to an accusation if you don't know the accusation?
That would be exactly my question.
I guess, I don't know. I'm not going to sit back here and go, listen, man, when you're dead, say it lightly, you know, go find out what you're going to find out. I mean, there's nothing wrong with that. And I mean, SHOT Show is a lot of fun. It's a lot of fun. It makes like these places, like have you ever been out to the Pro Gun Club to some of those parties out there in Boulder and all that other stuff? I've never been to Ring.
Yes,
I always go to that other thing. And, that's just fun. I mean, you get to drive around and see nothing. You drive around a mountain range that has no grass. Mm-hmm. And you're sitting there thinking, wow, if I lived here, I would never have to cut grass.
Absolutely. I mean, I live in the high desert, so grass is, you have to pay extra to have grass up here.
Pay extra to have grass. So, yeah, for you, that's probably like, it's probably like going out in your backyard. But I mean, for me, it's just like a world of wonder.
Right.
And who doesn't want to go to SHOT? The reason I'm not going to SHOT Show this year is because I have gotten so disenchanted with flying that I was thinking about driving.
Mm-hmm.
And right now, with a few things that have been going on in the background, driving and being gone that long is not a good idea when you're doing a daily radio show, you know. Because, you know, that's basically going to be 2 weeks. A week at Vegas, 2 or 3 days driving there, 2 or 3 days driving back. I mean, that's the biggest reason I'm not doing it.
It's a lot.
So I don't want to fly, and I would really like it if they would move the SHOT Show maybe to, like, I don't know, Indianapolis would be good. Anyway,
great point.
I digress. Coming up on the next break, how do they find We Like Shooting?
WeLikeShooting.com has videos, podcasts, everything, or the Firearms Radio Network at firearmsradio.net.
Gear reviews. We Like Shooting does some really good gear reviews. They have some really decent clients that provide good weapons for you to check out and all this other stuff. Some of them high-end, some of them right there in the budget and everything in between. We'll be right back with more from Sean Herron. This is Lock and Load.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com, gcnfood.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight. At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Welcome back. This is Lock and Load. Been talking to Sean Herron from We Like Shooting, the Firearms Radio Network, and other various associated enterprises. Sometimes, and at these events, I've seen you leading like a forum. Do you guys still do the forums?
That was generally a panel put on by the Gun Collective, and they have divested themselves from things like that and doing their own thing called Gun Con every year, which, in my opinion, is a absolute great thing to go to. So generally we just show up to do more relationship building, see the companies that we currently work with, and you know, try to find new companies with cool new stuff to work with as well.
I hate to admit this, but I had completely forgotten the Gun Collective.
No, and the Gun Con is a thing. This year will be year two, so I'm pretty excited about it.
Where do they hold that one at?
That's in Grinnell, Iowa, at the Brownells headquarters.
Ah, okay. Well, that must be it. That must be nice. I mean, you can sort of like, hey, I'm going to the restroom, and then go into the area where all the stuff's kept and say, oh, swag bags, and then, you know, come back in.
Exactly.
Hey, Sean, exactly. How come your pants are bulging out on the sides of your legs and it looks like a bull barrel?
There's so many answers to that question. A, shoplifting. B, I'm just really excited by all the guns.
Yes. Anyway. So, that was an NRA thing, right? Or was that a SHOT Show thing? I can't remember. I just saw, I was walking by a door one time, and I saw a whole bunch of you guys sitting there talking, looking real serious and everything. Was that an NRA thing?
It was NRA, yeah. Okay. It was the NRA show, and the panel was a good time. I believe that myself and one other are the only ones that have been on every panel so far. So it's good to have, people come up and ask questions and to have like a very, very nice conversation kind of back and forth, answering questions and just seeing where everyone stands on things and having a bunch of differing viewpoints, whether you agree with them or not, NSSF take note. I think having all that in one place is a good idea.
Just to recap, right now, We Like Shooting, which We Like Shooting is sort of an ensemble cast. Now, I remember Jeremy. I remember some kid that asked me the most crazy question. I don't remember his name, but you and Jeremy always stand out in my head, and I can't. Who else is part of the ensemble cast of We Like Shooting?
We have a guy from Michigan named Aaron Krieger. The kid that you're talking about is Nick. He's out in Montana. We have our news correspondent. It goes by Savage1R from Washington.
Right.
And then obviously Jeremy and myself.
Has Nick, has he mellowed as he aged, or is he becoming more outrageous?
He's I know exactly what you're referring to. I remember it like yesterday. Yeah. It was good. But yeah, I would say he has not mellowed with our influence. I'd say he has gotten even more outrageous, which, you know, it's good for us.
Yeah. So, yeah, it was a fun time. My time on there was fun. But when you go there, now, does the entire ensemble go with you when you go to these things, or is it normally just you and Jeremy?
No, it is 4 out of the 5 of us try to go to as many events as possible. And honestly, you mentioned, like, what do we do at SHOT Show? On the 4 of us being in the same place at the same time and just creating these funny stories to tell to our audience, that's a big part. So even if we're completely banned from SHOT Show, even if all of us get banned, doesn't matter, because that's not why we're going. We're going for the camaraderie, just to build more fun stories and have more fun experiences. We'll get into trouble no matter where we're at.
Yeah, I mean, for those that have never been to SHOT Show, the only people that can go to SHOT Show are people within the gun industry. So you've got all the major manufacturers there, and you've got all the major retailers there, and you've got the major distributors there. And so they're going around, and they're seeing what the newest thing is, the new hotness and everything else. And I guess it's okay for them to set up to do orders with them and to do business after SHOT Show hours. I guess that answers my question as to how that is actually supposed to work. And most people don't get to see this until the NRA show, which is open to the entirety of whoever shows up.
Mm-hmm.
You don't even have to be a member of the NRA to show up there. Right? You can just...
Correct.
You can... I don't know what you would be if you were not a member of the NRA. I don't know how you get in there, but... in any event... So for people like media people, we're just sort of going around and everything, and we might try to make a new connection as far as something business-wise, but most of it's more about fun and seeing people we haven't seen since last time we saw them at SHOT Show.
Very true, very true. It's a little bit of a party atmosphere, which, you know, Las Vegas, it would be impossible not to be, I think.
Did you go last year?
Yeah.
Did you go in 2022, I guess, would be the question.
Yeah, I went 2022, 2021 there was none, and then I've been to all of them since we started doing this, except for the one that was canceled.
I did not go to the one that was canceled because it was canceled. I did not go to last year's because of other things that were going on. Primarily, my wife was going through cancer treatment, which she's done with now, and that's out of the way. But I have heard that Las Vegas is having the same kind of big city issues that other big cities are having, like... I was asking somebody if they're still having the second venue at Caesar's Palace, and my understanding is that the parking lot at Caesar's Palace is a zigzag course of meth heads.
Oh, good. You know, that's the reason we bring Jeremy. He's like 6'8", has the wingspan of 737.
Jeremy looks like the guy who used to be in the Jack Lynx commercials that was the Sasquatch and messing with Sasquatch. He could have been that guy. And
yeah,
I mean,
Jeremy's Bill?
Big kid. I mean, you were saying.
he's a big dude. 76% of the Sasquatch sightings in Ohio are actually just Jeremy going to the grocery store.
Is Jeremy going to? Does he still have his Taliban Sam beard?
No, he goes back and forth. Sometimes he goes clean shaven and we kick him off the show, and then when he grows a beard back, we let him back in.
You would think by now he would have figured that part out.
Yeah, you know, and we tell him, we're unlike the NSSF, we tell him why we're kicking him off.
Well, I am hopeful that you get this resolved because I will be observing this. And, you know, we'll see what we see. I think this is a chilling precedent to have because... Essentially, if we were to be able to nail this down, really, truly, there are some companies that get out there. Like right now, there's a bunch of online gun companies that are scams because the online gun companies like Guns.com and GunBroker and all these other guys, they've turned that into a really good business model. But there's a bunch of gun companies, let me rephrase that, quote, gun companies, end quote. They claim to be gun companies, whatever it is. And they want you to pay in cash or, you know, wire transfer or something. They don't want to do it with a credit card. A big tell is they don't ask you which is the FFL you want the gun sent to. And yet, because there's so many new gun owners out there, they don't know. They don't know all the stuff that's built into the system.
I was a victim of one of those scams, actually. They used my FFL name, so I had people just showing up at my office looking for guns that they had ordered online. had to report it to the ATF, and I felt bad for the people who had gotten scammed. It happened to a couple other local FFLs here in Colorado as well.
See, this, it's sort of incumbent on us in the media, me, you, everybody else doing it, to get out there. And sometimes it's a buyer beware kind of thing. I would almost have to believe that all of the reputable firms, of which there's so many of them in the gun industry, because it's such a heavily regulated industry, and they're actually probably the most well behaved of any industry out there. I would think all of them would demand that kind of accountability whenever somebody steps outside of the path that they have created. Just
absolutely, I agree.
Running out of time. You'll be hearing more from Sean as time goes on. I'm not going, so I may call to Sean and say, hey, tell me about SHOT Show. Anything fun happen? I'm sorry I missed it. But you can find him at We Like Shooting, which the website is welikeshooting.com. Go check out the Firearms Radio Network. If you don't like what he does and what I do, there's somebody there that you're probably going to like. Thank you for taking the time to join me today.
Thank you so much for having me. It's always a pleasure to catch up, sir.
Yes, sir. Sean and I, whenever we don't talk that much, but when we do, we talk for a very long time.
So true.
Hour number two is inbound. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.